Right, thanks for joining us here today. How are things going here on the Monday before Cinco de Mayo?
My peers and I, we're all pretty excited. We are getting to the point in which it's coming up real quick, and so you can see everybody getting enthusiastic and wrapping things up and making sure everybody's in place for our special day, which is going to be on Saturday.
Yeah, big day coming up. Hispanics of today and tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, 11 until 9, this coming Saturday. Well, give us some of the specifics. What's going to be going on, Jorge?
Well, we're going to have a lot of different activities for the whole family to be spending the day out, especially nowadays that we've started to experience some relief from COVID restrictions. So we're starting to open up, and that's pretty exciting for everybody. And we are hoping to be selling a number of traditional foods. And also, that is to say that we've made booth applications available. So if there's any vendors still willing to apply, they're more than welcome to do so. All they have to do is visit our website, hotfiesta.com. Spelled HOTT Fiesta.com. So that's where they should be able to find the application form, and they're more than welcome to be part of it.
Jorge, for folks that may have forgotten what's on the schedule, or maybe they're new to town, things start at 11 o'clock, and you mentioned here about booth vendors and what else is going to be taking place in that 900 block of Commercial Saturday.
Sure. So, first and foremost, we're going to have what we call the 5K race. And we're going to have a few remarks by the mayor, Becky Metz, and she will be welcoming everybody into the event. And so right after the race gets started, we're also going to be having a few people who will be performing throughout the day at different times. And I would also encourage everyone to visit our Facebook page, which is where we're going to be posting our schedule, so everybody gets the chance to see what's going to happen at different points throughout the day that day.
Plenty going on, and I would imagine, Jorge, will have a pretty good selection of food available.
Hey.
Correct. Yes, so like I said, we're excited about the number of different vendors we'll have available, and we're expecting the Hotties, that's what they go by, members of Hispanics Up Today and Tomorrow, to be selling pin tacos and aguas, and so definitely there will be plenty of options to choose from, so you won't regret to be there.
No regrets. We like
no regrets.
That.
No regrets. Speaking of that, Jorge, how many folks have been involved in the whether it's the core planning of the activities or at least the volunteers that have helped to get us to this point where we are a week out and the schedule's pretty well locked and loaded?
Well, I should say I'm pretty thankful to everyone who's become an active member of the Hispanics Up Today and Tomorrow. These wonderful ladies. The only dude at the moment amongst the wonderful ladies, and so it's been a privilege for me to be part of this wonderful group of people. So I want to say we're about 15 active members, but obviously there's a lot more people who've joined the cause and who are committing to volunteering from their time for the day of the event. So I would estimate about 30 to 40 additional people, including students from either the high school or some organizations in town. So we will have plenty of people who will be helping out. And needless to say, we have a number of sponsors who have generously contributed financially to this cause. And if you may allow me to share some of their names with me, I would appreciate. So we have the Emporia Convention and Visitors Bureau, Emporia State University, Tyson XS Warehouse, Casa Ramos, Radios, Next Tech, Wireless, Wellnet, Newman, staff management, SMX, Sally Sanchez, Community National Bank and Trust, ValuNet Fiber, Country Mart, Emporia Main Street, Emporia Community Foundation, the Lyon County State Bank, and Harry and Lloyd. That's just to mention a few. There's a lot more sponsors out there, so we're really thankful for how committed they all have been to support this cause. And for those who might not know, it's not just about a festival, but it's a means to fundraise for students, high school students who are planning to go to college. And that is to say, we have sponsored nine high school graduates this year so that they can keep pursuing their dream to go to college. I've been told that around five of them are planning to go to ESU, and a wonderful thing about ESU and also the Flint Hills Tech School is that they match the number of, like, the amount of scholarships they receive from HUD, they double the amount. So it's just a way to keep supporting our local youth and help them pursue their dreams.
Yes, indeed. So scholarship dollars is what this is all about. And also, you know, it's certainly an opportunity, Jorge, to, you know, celebrate the Hispanic heritage too, isn't it?
Correct. And I would like to say hello to all my my really good friends at HUD. And I was talking to Sally Sanchez on the phone just yesterday, and we were talking about the diversity that we can see reflected in this organization. For instance, most everybody comes from Mexico, obviously, but then there's also people from El Salvador or even Paraguay, which is where I come from. So it's fascinating to see how all of us come together, you know, just to serve the community where we currently live and still get this sort of bond through the fact that we're Hispanics. And I call them my family because that's how strong the relationship is. They're just wonderful people, and they're passionate about Emporia and, you know, anything they can do to keep supporting local students. So it's a great cause and mission.
Outstanding. And on top of that, too, Jorge, there may be some people who would think that this is strictly a celebration that's for the Hispanic community here in and around the area. But, you know, in years past, everybody seemed to have come in regardless of genetic and ethnic backgrounds. And that's really cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. Well, I've been in Emporia, want to think, about 3 years and a half. And initially, I came to ESU, but fortunately, they decided to keep me for a few longer, and so that's why I'm still around. And so the way I see it is, Emporia is such a great community, and we all have different backgrounds, but if we all come together and celebrate who we are as a community, there's so much that we can do as a community. And so this is just one of those events that we can come together, we can interact, we can enjoy the food and music and spend time with family, keep making friends and see how to keep building and working towards the betterment of this wonderful community that I call home.
So. Well, yeah, all are invited to the big Cinco de Mayo celebration downtown Emporia, 11 until 9 this Saturday, 900 block of Commercial Street. Jorge, great job this morning. It was good to talk with you.
Likewise. Thank you for having me, and I hope to see you all next Saturday. It would be great.
All right, Jorge, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jorge.
All right, bye.
Jorge Brites of Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. Cinco de Mayo, Chuck, big day. This Saturday, 11 until 9, 900 block of Commercial Street.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots right now, we just have Wednesdays open. So give us a call at 620-342-1400. Shoot us an email as well to KVUE at KVUE.com and get on the schedule. That